brought to you by Penguin.
Permission to speak. How to change what power sounds like, starting with you. Written and read by Samara Bay.
To the moms. Introduction. The new sound of power. A quote from Mary Beard in Women and Power, a Manifesto. What we need is some old-fashioned consciousness raising about what we mean by the voice of authority and how we've come to construct it. At my local indie bookstore on the east side of Los Angeles, I got to chatting with the cashier. She asked what I was going to call the book I was writing, and when I told her, the man behind me in the queue, tall, red-headed, and rosy-cheeked, piped up with a guffaw, "Permission to speak! That's not something I've ever waited for!" The cashier and I shared a delicious look. "Precisely, sir, precisely. This book is not for him. When I was 24, I lost my voice. I needed this book pretty desperately. I remember most mornings I'd be able to speak, my voice tentative but at least audible, but by evening, it'd be gone again. I would push through to talk during the day, feeling a constant scraping in my throat, the effort of it stealing my energy and thrashing my spirit. Something was very wrong, but I didn't know what. Was I sick? Was I broken? I was living in Providence, Rhode Island, halfway through a graduate program in acting, a dream I had fought for, but in truth, it was a terrible fit. I was desperately lonely and now feeling ever more isolated because I couldn't even talk. I dropped out of the play I was in. I attended classes like a ghost, aware of my every impulse to communicate and how I'd squelch each one. I stopped calling friends and my parents on the phone because it hurt too much. I definitely stopped laughing. Nights, in the dead of winter, I would huddle in the one-room guest house I was renting, drinking tea with honey, wondering what my voice was trying to tell me and why I couldn't just be normal. It turned out I had the beginnings of vocal nodules, pissed off little blisters developing on my vocal cords. I still have the alien-looking photo of my V-shaped cords the doctor captured by running a tiny camera up my nose and down my throat, and remember him pointing out where they were rubbing against each other, aka at the wrong spot. It turned out I had picked up a habit of speaking that was a bit lower than my body's preferred pitch. It turned out the fix was relatively minor, and with the help of a speech pathologist during winter break, I worked on a slightly new way of speaking that felt strange until it didn't, and ushered myself back into the land of the living. But I was left with major questions. Why had I picked up this habit that had unleashed such chaos in my life? Had there been some sort of payoff for me to speak this way? Or was it simply bad usage, as the head of my acting program pronounced it in front of the whole class with a tsk in his voice when I'd first returned from the doctor with the diagnosis? Like he was accusing me of messing up my voice on purpose. Like I could have chosen good, healthy speaking, but I chose bad instead out of, what, laziness? And there was the question that took shape more slowly as I began to share my brush with nodules post-graduation and began to hear others' stories. Was I actually abnormal? I wondered how many others experienced a hard-to-place, out-of-sync feeling between their bodies and voices. How many women, especially, it seemed, spoke in ways that weren't
sample complete. Ready to continue?